Sakta Mishnah Vayter Masechtas Erevin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Kaisel, we have a wall, Shebein Shtei Chatzeres, in between two courtyards. How high is the wall? Gavaya Sara, it's high 10 Tvachim. The Rachav Arba, this particular wall is wide 4 Tvachim. Well, if this type of a wall separates two courtyards, the din is Ma'arvin Shnayim. They would have to make two Erevin, the Ein Ma'arvin Echad. Even if they wanted to get together and make one Erev, they can't. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, Hayav Roishai Peiris. Let's say there was fruit on top of this wall. Well, Elu Oilin Mekan, V'Oichlin, Elu, the people from one of the courtyards, can come up on their side and eat the fruit. V'Elu, and these people on the other side of the courtyard, Oilin Mekan, they can come up from this side, V'Oichlin, and eat the fruit. Obuvad provided, Shalo Yiridu Lamata, that they don't bring it down. The Batanura explains that means that they can't bring it down into their houses, but they could bring it down into the courtyard. Incidentally, the Batanura explains, the reason we're saying the top of the wall is 4 tefachim wide is because of this halacha. The Mishnah says each side can climb up and enjoy their peiros on top, but they can't bring it down. That's because the top of the wall is 4 tefachim wide, so it's considered a separate reshus. If the top of the wall would be narrower than that, it would have a din of a makom petur, if you remember from Hilchos Shabbos what a makom petur is, and you would be able to bring it down from. So in other words, to make it simpler, when we said that if you have a wall between two courtyards, they're two separate courtyards, and they can't make an Erev together, and we said the wall is high 10 tefachim and wide 4 tefachim, it doesn't have to be wide 4 tefachim in order to say that you can't make the Erev together. We only said it's wide for Tvachim because of this din of the Peiros. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Nifritza HaKaisel. Did you learn Perek HaKainis? Do you remember what the word Nifritza means? Remember Nifritza Balayla, Ishapartsu, Listim? The term Pritzus means open, the opposite of Tznius. Sometimes they would refer to the Paritz as the landowner, or rather the landowner as the Paritz, the nobleman, because he did whatever he wanted. There were no walls, there were no restrictions for him. That was a derogatory term, referring to the pirates. So Zakta Mishnah, Nifritza HaKaisel. If the wall was broken open, the wall was breached. So what is the halach? Are these courtyards still considered separate courtyards? Are they one courtyard? Do we have a choice? So Zakta Mishnah depends. Ad Eser Amos, how wide is this break? If the breach is up until 10 Amos, Ma'arvin Shnai. Then the two courtyards on either side have an option of making separate Erevs. V'imratzu, if they want, Ma'arvin Echad. Now, they could join if they want to make one Erev, and they're going to put the Erev in one of the houses of one of the courtyards. Didn't we say before that if there's a wall, they can't? Well, that was a wall without an opening. Now that you have an opening up until 10 Ames, that's like a doorway, and they shuk kepesach. That's like an entrance. So an opening up until 10 Amos really leaves all options open. They can make separate Erevs, they can make an Erev together. Yoiser Mekan. But let's say the break is more than 10 Amos wide. This isn't a doorway anymore. This is a wall that's missing a huge chunk of it, and therefore the wall is not considered a wall. And Memele Ma'arvin Echad, they could only make one Erev. Ve'ein Ma'arvin Shnaim, they can't break up into two Erevs, just like any single courtyard can't break up into two Erevs. And if the pirtz is more than 10 amos, so there's no wall in Mimele, it's like a single courtyard. Okay, so quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. If you have a wall between two courtyards that is high 10 tefachim, they could only make separate Erevs. These two courtyards can't join together because there's no opening in between the two. Each one can make a separate Erev. They cannot make one Erev. If there were peiros on top, both sides can climb up and eat, but they can't bring it down. That's because it's wide 4 tefachim on top. If it was not wide 4 tefachim on top, they could bring it down, but it's still considered a wall, and they can't join in an Erev. If the wall has a gaping hole, Nifritza HaKaisel, so up until 10 Amos, all options are open. That's considered a Pesach, and Memele, they have a choice. They can make separate Erevs, they can join together for one Erev. If the Pirtza is more than 10, in other words, the hole is wider than 10, so the wall no longer is considered a wall, and therefore they have only one choice. And that one choice is one Erev for everyone here on both sides of the wall.